नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पुष्पाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी के नाम में नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य सो टुडे इज वराह देव्स अपीयरेंस डे वराह द्वादशी. Therefore, we decided to consult this one verse from Gita Govinda of Jayadev Goswami. The invocation of Gita Govinda describes the 10 different incarnations of the Lord, and the third incarnation is Varahadev. বসতি দশন শিখরে ধরণী তব লগ্না শোষিনী কলঙ্ক কলে নিমগ্না কেশব ধৃতা সুকর রূপা জয় জগদীশ হরে. বসতি দশন শিখরে, বসতি মিন্স সিচুয়েটেড অ প্লেসড, Darshan means tasks. The boar has two tusks going up from the lower jaw, and Dharani, Mother Earth, was placed on that, on those tusks of the Lord. বসতি দর্শন শিখরে তব লগ্না, এট দ্য টিপ অফ ইউর টাস্ক লগ্না ওয়ার প্লেসড অর সিচুয়েটেড ধরণী মাদার আর্থ. ডিউ টু হিরণ্যাক্ষ টেকিং অ্যাওয়ে অল দ্য গোল্ড, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were two sons of Diti and Kashyap. Kashyap is a Prajapati who was the progenitor, and Kashyap was married to Diti, one of the daughters of Daksha. They were, Daksha had many daughters, like Aditi, Diti, Sati. So one of the daughters was Diti, and Diti was married to Kashyap Muni, a great Brahmana, a very exalted saintly personality. And once Diti approached Kashyap at an inauspicious moment. That inauspicious moment was at the time when the day was turning into night, one of the sandhas. This sandha, the evening time, when the day turns into night, is a very special time. In one way, it is a very auspicious time. This time is meant for spiritual activities. But Diti approached Kashyap for his association at that time. She became very lusty. And Kashyap warned her that this is an inauspicious time. You should not desire such involvement, indulgence at a time like this. But Diti would not listen. Diti insisted. So Kashyap then united with Diti, and then Kashyap told that because you have conceived the child at such an inauspicious moment, two demons will be born as your sons. And those two sons are Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. So they became very, very powerful personalities and great demons, and they were causing a lot of disturbances. And both of them were very much attracted to gold, Hiranya. Therefore the names were Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha means Hiranya, and Aksha means eye or the senses. So who simply is craving for to collect gold for sense gratification, or who is always searching for gold, is Hiranyaksha. And Hiranyaksha was extremely powerful, and he defeated all the demigods and all the powerful personalities. He would go everywhere and challenge everybody. Come, have a fight with me. And in the fight he would often kill the persons. And naturally, oftentimes, the battle would end in one party dying. So Hiranyaksha, with a mace in his hand, he was traveling around everywhere. And it has been described that he was so powerful that his head practically touched the sky. Such a powerful person. And Hiranyaksha, in this way, kept on traveling around the universe and collecting gold. And he took away all the gold from the earth planet. Gold actually causes the balance that causes the planet to float on the space, in the space. And when Hiranyaksha took away all the gold, then it's something like taking away the, say for example, something is floating in the air because of air. What happens? The lighter air goes up and the heavier air goes down. So sometimes a balloon or something floats due to lighter air. Which is the lighter air? Hydrogen is lighter. So we see gas balloons, what we do, hydrogen gas in a balloon, and hydrogen being lighter, it goes up. Or even there are some other kind of spaceships, primitive spaceships or archaic spaceships, they used to go up by air, hot air. When air becomes hot, it becomes lighter, and as a result of that, it used to go up. Still now, this kind of spaceships are available in the West. Actually, we are thinking of getting one such balloon for Ujjain from Australia. And people, about 10-15 people can go in that balloon and travel around. When our project develops, we will get one of those balloons. I was negotiating with one manufacturer in Australia. In the West, they use them mainly for advertising purposes. They have big signs like Coca-Cola, and it goes up, the balloon goes up in the air. So the principle is that lighter air goes up. So, if you take the air out, then what will happen? It'll sink. It'll go down. Similarly, it is due to the gold in the earth that the earth is floating. Earth planet is floating in the space. and moving in the orbit. Right? That understanding is clear to everyone. Now, why Earth is floating is because of the gold. Now, Hiranyaksha took away all the gold from the Earth. And as a result of that, what happened? The Earth just fell to the lower region. And at that time, Varahadev, the Lord as Varahadev, the Lord assumed the form of a boar, Varaha, or Shukara. And he dove deep into the nether region, the lower region, to rescue the earth planet. So, he appeared in a very wonderful way. The Lord as Varahadev appeared in a very wonderful way. And today is the day when the Lord appeared. And how did he appear? He appeared as a small little boar from the nostril of Brahma, from the nose of Lord Brahma. He appeared from the nose of Lord Brahma, and then he gradually developed into a gigantic form. And then he dove into the lower region of the universe. And from there he rescued Mother Earth. He assumed such a huge form that the Earth planet was just lying on his task as a small little object. Now, sometimes it has been described that some paintings, which is correct, describes that Mother Earth is lying as a globe Earth. It's not that round planet that he rescued. He rescued Mother Earth, the personality of Mother Earth, a woman. And Varahadev rescued Mother Earth in this way. And in the meantime, Hiranyaksha was challenging everybody. While challenging everybody, he went to the Patala Loka, lower region, and he went to Varundev's abode, a place called Vibhavani. And there he challenged Varundev, "Come, fight with me." Now Varun knew how powerful Hiranyaksha was. So he said that, "Look, I have become old. So I am no match for you. So you better fight with somebody who is equally powerful as you are. Because what will be the fun? What will be the excitement fighting with me? Because I am just a weak old man, old person." So he asked, then who do you suggest I should fight with? Then he said, "Fight with Hari." He asked, "Where is Hari?" He said, "Hari is everywhere. And if you search, if you try to get him, find him, then he will appear to you." Isn't that the case? Like, if we want to see the Lord sincerely, then the Lord will appear. So Varundev instructed him that he is everywhere, but he will become visible to you only when you sincerely search for him. So, saying that, then Hiranyaksha went out searching for Hari. At that time he saw that a very strange creature who has the form of a boar was rising from the lower region with Mother Earth on his task. So he became very angry seeing him, and he challenged him to a fight. and Varahadev and placed Mother Earth in the orbit. Just by his touch, Mother Earth became rejuvenated. And then the Lord appeared in front of Hiranyaksha, and they started to fight. They fought for a long, long time. A terrible fight actually ensued. And both of them were equally powerful. No one could actually defeat each other. Now here we must also remember another incident. In Vaikuntha planet, there are two gatekeepers, and they are known as Jai and Vijay. Jai and Vijay desired that the Veera Rasa, the Veera, the mellow of chivalry, which is derived out of fighting, that mellow is not generally experienced by the Lord. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki, Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki, Jai Shri Shri Varahadev Ki. So this Veera Ras, or the mellow of chivalry, was not experienced by the Lord, because in Vaikuntha no one fights with the Lord. So how could Lord experience the Veera Rasa, which is derived out of fighting? So, but they wished that, I wish that we could let the Lord experience the Veera Rasa. So the Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then considered that, okay, my devotee desired to allow me to experience Veera Rasa, so I will fulfill their desire. So one day, four very powerful personalities, the four sons of Lord Brahma, came to Vaikuntha. Now these four sons of Lord Brahma, although they are the first created beings, Brahma's first, one of the first persons in this universe, but they look like just 4-5 year old boys, and they move about naked. They don't wear any clothes. They're like a little boy. Little boys don't wear clothes, especially in India. And so they used to move about, they move about naked. So when these two gatekeepers, Jai and Vijay, saw them, or when they came to Jai, to the gate of Vaikuntha, Jai and Vijay asked them, "Now who are you? What are you doing here? This is not your place." So they actually wouldn't allow them to get into Vaikuntha planet to see the Lord. So these Brahmin boys, these four sons of Brahma, became very upset, and they cursed these two persons, two gatekeepers, that you are not fit to be in Vaikuntha. Your mentality is not right. So he cursed you that you fall down into the material nature. Be born in the material nature, where one is in ignorance. Here, although you are guarding the gates of Vaikuntha, but you are acting as if you are in ignorance. You are not recognizing a personality according to their spiritual status. You are identifying a person just from their material appearance. Because we are young and we are naked, you are thinking that we are just some little brats. But so this way they cursed Jai and Vijay. And at that time the Lord came out and he pacified this Brahmana boy and apologized on behalf of Jaya and Vijaya. So the Lord then gave Jaya and Vijaya two options, that since you have been cursed, you will have to go down to the earth planet. Now, if you want, you have two options. I am offering you two options. You can be my devotee and then remain in the earth planet, remain in the material nature for 8 births. Was it 8 or 9 births? Seven births. Or you can be born as my enemy and take 3 births and come back to me. So they opted for becoming an enemy of the Lord and come back to Vaikuntha quickly. So this way, they the Lord granted that boon. And they appeared in 3 yugas. In Satya Yuga, they appeared as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha and fought with the Lord. In Dwapar Yuga, they appeared as Ravan and Kumbhakarna. In Treta Yuga and in Dwapar Yuga, they became Shishupal and Dantavakra. And fought with the Lord and were killed by the Lord. So Jaya and Vijaya this way were cursed by 4 Kumaras, Shanak, Shanatan, Shanandan and Shanat Kumar, and they became enemies to the Lord. They became demons and they fought with the Lord and eventually were killed by the Lord. So this is how their desire was fulfilled by Krishna's arrangement. So here we have to see that they became demons in order to serve the Lord. They were not actually demons, they are devotees of the Lord. They are devotees of Krishna. But they wanted to serve the Lord in a certain way. And as a result of that, they were rewarded. How they were rewarded? They were rewarded in the 4th age, in the Kali Yuga, they appeared as Jagai and Madhai. And they received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by receiving the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were elevated to the topmost region of the spiritual sky, Navadvipa. And they became eternal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So understanding is that Jaya and Vijaya were actually situated outside of Vaikuntha. They were not even in Vaikuntha, because they were the guards of Vaikuntha. So they were just in the gate of Vaikuntha. But from there, they had been elevated to Golok, Navadvipa. So this is how the Lord rewards His devotees when they serve Him. So Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha became enemies of the Lord. As Hiranyaksha, he is fighting with Varahadeva. The Lord appeared as Varahadeva. And they're fighting. So now, what was their desire? What did Jaya and Vijaya desire? They desire to give and to enable the Lord to experience Viraras. Viraras means the mellow of chivalry. And how is the mellow of chivalry experienced? Is the mellow of chivalry experienced by loving embrace? No. The mellow of chivalry is experienced out of fight. The more fierce the fight, The greater is the mellow of chivalry experience. Greater is the joy out of mellow of chivalry. Right? So, in this way the Lord experienced the mellow of chivalry of Virarash due to the fight with Hiranyaksha. And at one point, due to Hiranyaksha's attack, the mess with which Varahadeva was fighting with Hiranyaksha just slipped out of his hand. And this fight was taking place in the space. So his mess just fell. And the demigods were watching the fight from the situated in the space. They became very worried. They were watching the fight, terrible fight taking place between this wonderful creature as a boar and this terrible demon Hiranyaksha. So they cried out that, "Oh my Lord, please kill this demon. Don't wait anymore. Our life here is almost in our throat and it's about to leave our body out of anxiety. So please don't increase our anxiety anymore. Please kill him." So at that time, Lord, as a boar, just slapped Hiranyaksha with his left hoof. Not even a hand, just a hoof. And the unique thing is that he didn't have fingers, he had a hoof, but with that he was holding the mess and he was fighting. And this is how wonderful the activities of the Lord is. And just one slap was good enough for Hiranyaksha. He went spinning and his life air left his body. And the life air, his soul merged into Brahma Jyoti. It was, his spirit soul was in Brahma Jyoti in a deep sleep. And that's what happens when one goes to Brahma Jyoti. One kind of goes into a deep sleep for a long, long time. And then he woke up again when? He woke up in Treta Yuga when Lord Ramchandra was about to appear. And this Hiranyaksha became Kumbhakarna. Then again he was killed by the Lord. Again he went back to Brahma Jyoti. And he was fast asleep in Brahma Jyoti. Therefore we can see that going to Brahma Jyoti is not a big deal. Going to Brahma Jyoti is not a very big reward for a devotee. Because what's the point in going there and falling asleep? And thinking, like kind of a dreaming, that I am Brahma and I am the source of everything. Therefore, it has been described that the demons, when killed by the Lord, they go to Brahma Jyoti. So why should the devotee want to merge in Brahma Jyoti? Asura harina hata. Asuras, the demons, harina, killed by haris, attain that position. Jaya Shri Shri Radha Madhava. Jaya Shri Shri Varahadev ki jaya. Jaya Shri Shri Gaurnithai ki jaya. Asura harina hata. When the demons become killed by the Lord, they attain Brahma Jyoti. So why should a devotee want the position of merging into Brahma Jyoti? What kind of liberation is that called? Liberation by merging in Brahma Jyoti is called Sajujya Mukti. So a devotee doesn't want Sajujya Mukti. Even other kinds of liberations, devotees doesn't want to get. Diyamanam na vinhanti, vina mat sevanam jana. Even if liberation is awarded to a devotee, but if the devotee doesn't have the possibility to serve, he doesn't want to take that liberation. A devotee simply wants to serve. And the service to the Lord is more joyful than liberation. What to speak of Brahma Jyoti, merging Brahma Sajujya, Sajujya Mukti. So it is the less intelligent people or less informed people who desire to attain liberation by merging in Brahma Jyoti. More advanced people, the devotees, will never want this kind of liberation. So Hiranyaksha was killed, he went to Brahma Jyoti. Why? Because he was killed by the Lord. But then he came again in Treta Yuga as Kumbhakarna. Again he was killed by Lord Ramchandra. And what happened when he was killed by Lord Ramchandra? Again he went to Brahma Jyoti. And then he stayed there for another Yuga. And then he came back again in Dwapar Yuga. And he became Dantavakra. Again he was killed by the Lord. Krishna himself killed him. And again he went back to Brahma Jyoti. And this time he was born as Jagai and Madhai. Madhai. And as Madhai, this time he was liberated in a positive way where he became a devotee of the Lord. Although he was both of them, Jagai and Madhai, were great demons, very terrible demons, but they received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as a result of that, they became devotees and attained the position of an associate of the Lord in the spiritual sky. So, we can see that Varahadev is the purpose of Varahadev's appearance was to fulfill the desire of Hiranyaksha, who was originally Vijay, like one of the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha. And he came as Hiranyaksha and he wanted to enable the Lord to experience the Virarasa, the mellow of chivalry, and the Lord fulfilled that desire because that desire was motivated with a service attitude. I want to please the Lord. My Lord is not experienced in the Virarasa. So I will try to enable him experience that mellow. And as a result of that, even though he came as a demon, but he was actually a devotee. Originally he was a devotee. And he rescued Mother Earth due to the contact of the Lord. Mother Earth became pregnant. And Narakasura was that way. Narakasura is a son of Mother Earth, but he was a, and again he was killed by the Lord. When Krishna came, Narakasura was killed. So all these wonderful records, all these wonderful anecdotes were recorded in our scriptures. And when we discuss about them, when you meditate upon them, we see how wonderful the activities of the Lord is. Sri Sri Varahadev ki Gaur Premanande. Does anybody have any question?
ভগবান এরা মিলন হয়ে যান, তোমরা ব্রহ্ম জড়িতে গেছে ইভেন কৃষ্ণের সময়, তবে আমাদের পিতা না, তুমি কি করে বিলম্বিত আমাদের মায়ের মধ্যে?
ভেরি গুড, ভেরি গুড. দ্যাট হ্যাজ বিন ডিসক্রাইবড, দ্যাটস that because Putana came as the mother and offered Krishna her milk, her breast, not milk. Although she came to kill Krishna with poison, but because she offered her breast to Krishna as a mother, Krishna, who is so merciful, that although she came to kill him, gave him the position of a dhatri, gave him the position of a nurse mother. So that is how grateful Krishna is. And with Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha also, we see that eventually he gave them the position in Goloka, which is beyond Vaikuntha. They were placed at the gate of Vaikuntha, but because of the service attitude, they were elevated to Goloka. Varahadev has two appearances, Shweta Varaha and Rakta. He appeared in white complexion and in reddish complexion. In Sayambhuva Manuta, in the there are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. So the first Manu is the son of Brahma, Svayambhu. So his name is Svayambhu Manu. So during that time, the Lord appeared in his, assuming in his white form. And in that incarnation, in that appearance or incarnation, the Lord rescued Mother Earth. But killing of Hiranyaksha took place in Chakshusha Manvantara. So, in that Manvantara, he assumed the complexion of red. Raktavaraha, Shetavaraha and Raktavaraha. And so here we have to understand that the Lord assumed the white complexion, which is the mode of goodness, to rescue Mother Earth. And while killing Hiranyaksha, he had to assume the mode of passion. That's why his complexion became red. And the law for him, the time is, he is the controller. Krishna is the controller of time and space, so he can come at one point, on one manvantara, and then again appear in another manvantara. And so this is how we have to recognize how inconceivable the pastimes of the Lord. And as that Varahadev, he is as Rakta Varaha, he is actually the Jagya, Jagyeshwar or Jagya, the Lord of the sacrifice. Any other question? Okay, Shushi Varahadev ki. We can sing this song now.
Thank you. Thank you.
प्रभुपाद की गौर प्रमानंद।